Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of Necessary as Blood by Deborah Crombie, narrated by Jenny Sterlin.
Prologue. From an inscription on the sundial of the Huguenot Church, now the Jame Masjid Mosque on Brick Lane. Umbra Sumus. We are shadows. That Sunday began like any ordinary Sunday, except that Naz, Sandra's husband, had gone into work for a few hours at his law office, an unusual breach of family protocol for him. Having pushed aside her initial irritation, Sandra had decided to use the time for one of her own projects, and after breakfast and chores, she and Charlotte had gone up to her studio on the top floor of the house. After 2 hours' work, Sandra stepped back, frowning, from the swatches of fabric she had pinned to the muslin stretched over the workframe in her studio. The carefully shaped pieces of material overlapped, forming a kaleidoscope of images, so that at first the whole appeared abstract. But on closer inspection, shapes appeared. Streets, buildings, people, birds, other animals, flowers, all representing in some way the history and culture of Sandra's particular part of London, the East End, in and around Brick Lane. Sandra's love affair with fabrics had begun as a child, with the acquisition of a tattered quilt from a market stall on Brick Lane. She and her gran had pored over it, marveling at the intricacy of the pattern, wondering which bits had come from an Auntie Mary's best pinny, which from a little girl's Sunday dress.